is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. President Donald Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un are just hours away from their historic summit in Singapore. But just how historic is it, really? GLT's Ryan Denham spoke with T.Y. Wang from the Department of Politics and Government at Illinois State University. The expert on East Asian politics shares what he'll be watching for in this unprecedented summit.
How are we going to know if this was successful, this summit?
With regard to Trump and Kim's summit tomorrow, and this will be assessed, how it will be assessed is still yet to be determined. And I think that what analysts will, in my view, that will look at is whether Trump can make a deal and secure a deal that can denuclearize North Korea, and also is whether Kim can secure a deal that can guarantee North Korea's security and economic prosperity, and most importantly, is whether this agreement will lead to a diminishing influences or enhance U.S. influence in East Asia. So these are the questions, in my view, that will be carefully analyzed by the in the future.
So you've talked about how you think an event like this might be judged moving into the future, but what do you think will actually happen?
First of all, I think it's always a good idea for Trump and Kim to sit down to have a conversation, because just a few months ago, the both leaders are trading personal insults and comparing who's the nuclear button is bigger. And as we know, in a nuclear war, the destruction is total and comprehensive. So I think this is a very good idea for the leaders of both countries to sit down and have a civilized conversation. That said, many experts on the country, on the issue, have long argued that the United States and North Korea have a very different definition of denuclearization. The popular notion of denuclearization in the United States is to have a comprehensive, verifiable, and irreversible disarmament of a nuclear capability and its associated infrastructure of North Korea. But based upon what we have seen so far, North Korea seems to refer to American strategic capability of striking North Korea with nuclear weapons, and also American's nuclear umbrella that covers Japan and South Korea. So this different definition, a different understanding of what denuclearization actually means makes this meeting somewhat uncertain. The best possible outcome, in my view, is that if we can have a general outline of an agreement that identify denuclearization as the angle, that would be considered as important. And for the United States, I think so the top priority is to see whether we can codify some suspension of North Korea's nuclear and missile flight test, and down the road, and see whether that both sides can agree on an arrangement that can verify the denuclearization process, and possibly to bring in the international organizations such as the International Atomic Energy Agency into the process. And that will be something that to be considered. But I think the bottom line is that this has to be considered as a process, as the South Korean President Moon stated today, is that this probably take years to be completed.
This is GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm in studio with T.Y. Wang, the chair of the Department of Politics and Government at Illinois State University, talking about Tuesday's summit between the United States and North Korea. At the beginning of our conversation, you referenced President Nixon's trip to China as one parallel in history to this moment. Do you see a possibility of 50 years from now that North Korea is as open to the world as China is today?
After President Nixon to visit China in 1972, Chinese leader adopted the market economy and therefore further opened up in China. And as a result, and that leads to what China is today. So it is likely and it's possible to see that North Korea can do the same thing if they are willing to open up a its economy and adopt this kind of reform. So it is possible, I mean, 50 years from now, that I will see a completely different North Korea. And again, this will be depending upon the leader's choice.
That's T.Y. Wang, chair of the Department of Politics and Government at Illinois State University. I'm Ryan Denham.
The summit begins at 9 a.m. Tuesday in Singapore. That's 8 p.m. tonight in Illinois. You're listening to Sound Ideas on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.